Can I just ask you, because I've never been to Ireland, I've always wanted to go. I know it's a beautiful place. Everywhere you turn, it's a postcard. And all I ever hear of Irish accents, really, until I met you, literally, was what I see on TV. So what does a really strong Irish accent sound like?
What does it sound like?
Yeah, speaking like, speak as if you had been spending a couple of weeks in Ireland.
Well, I'd be there. How's it going? How are we getting on? How's things?
But I understand
Where were you last week? Like? But you see, but the thing is, like, I wouldn't speak like that here. I would like say, how are you doing? How are you getting on? You know,
it doesn't seem different
down,
to me.
Right? You know, but to me, like, it is, you know.
Really? Yeah, really? Yeah. Okay, okay. You know. Do you ever, because we teach at a Japanese universities, do you ever get from your students a frank comment of saying, Mr. Doyle, I really like you, you're a good teacher, but sometimes you're hard to listen to? Do you ever get that from your students?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay.
The longer you're here, you know, the longer you're here, the softer your accent gets, like, you know, and the more neutral it becomes.
This is true.
And I think that happens to all teachers here in Japan.
This is true.
You know, unless you make a very, very conscious effort not to neutralize your accent.
And I think sometimes that's actually a fair thing to do, especially if a student tells you, oh, I want to do a homestay in Canada. Oh, I want to do a homestay in America. You actually turn it on. You know, especially if you find out, oh, I want to do a homestay in Vancouver. Oh, well, let me talk like a Vancouverite for you.
Yes, yes. Right. Well, that's helpful for them, isn't it?
I think eventually they just have to face up to it. English is used in different parts of the world.
That's right.
Some of my students even today are surprised when I tell them, well, English is essentially a first language in India. It's Indian English or Sri Lankan English, Pakistani English is a relevant form of English. Singaporean English is English. Don't say that, oh, that's just English from Singapore.
Well, you know, it's global English, isn't it? I mean, you know, nowadays, there was a huge debate here maybe 10 years ago, wasn't there? About whether we should be using global English or just focusing on the true English, isn't it? The British English or American English and such like. Because they were the accepted forms of English within Japan. However, times have changed, you know, and it's been a good change, I think, you know, in terms of recognizing that English is spoken in many different countries and in many different ways.
I completely agree. When that, you know, quotation marks debate popped up, I thought, why is this even being discussed? Because this is, I thought it was stupid. I thought it was just another way to create an excuse for, I'm sorry, but, you know, the powers that be at the Education and Science Ministry to try to dumb down English. It was just like when they decided that they don't need to teach longhand in schools anymore. So that was a totally pig-headed decision. It's moronic, and now Japanese people don't know how to sign their names properly. Well, you look at how, if you ask a young Japanese person, please sign your name, all they can do is write it in print.
Yeah.
Which looks goofy as a signature, in my opinion.